An Australian nun has won her appeal against the Philippines Bureau of Immigration after her visa was forfeited over alleged political activities. Sister Patricia Fox fiercely denied the charge, claiming she was merely taking part in a fact-finding mission. She's had her visa restored, but Sister Fox says the fight isn't over yet. The deportation case against her remains. Here's Southeast Asia correspondent David Lipson.
In the case of a 71-year-old nun against a brutal and impulsive president, the nun has won the first round.
Well, I feel very relieved now. Almost ecstatic, actually. After waiting, it was amazing, yes.
Did you have your bags packed?
No, because, I mean, our lawyers were still insisting that even while an appeal's going, actually the time shouldn't be running.
Sister Patricia Fox was arrested in April after taking part in an international fact-finding mission to the island of Mindanao following reports local farmers were being tortured and killed. President Rodrigo Duterte was not impressed.
I ordered her to be investigated for a disorderly conduct. Why don't you criticize your own government? The way you handled the refugees, hungry and dying, and you turned them back to the open sea.
By the time that speech was made, the Philippines Bureau of Immigration had already started deportation proceedings against Sister Fox, and her visa was forfeited. But the 71-year-old wasn't going without a fight. She appealed to the country's Department of Justice, and just hours before she was due to be sent packing, she received word she'd won.
The Department of Justice came out and said that there was no legal basis to cancel my visa, that it should be restored, but there's still a deportation case.
That means the Bureau of Immigration can still gather more evidence and pursue the deportation case. But Sister Fox believes her win yesterday is a positive sign.
Because of the basis that they used for the cancellation was the same basis for the deportation. So I think there's a strong message there.
You raised the ire of the president himself. He spoke out against you.
Oh, yeah. He admitted that it was him who started this whole thing.
So there's still a giant there in the other corner.
Well, there is.
The 71-year-old thanked her supporters in the Philippines, Australia and around the world, but concedes her fight to continue supporting some of the country's most downtrodden people isn't over.
I mean, I've been here for a long time now and I've got very fond of the people here and I find a lot of purpose in what I'm doing here. So I would like to continue, yes.
There's no word yet on whether the Philippines Bureau of Immigration will allow her to do so.
Southeast Asia correspondent David Lipson.